Expect a response. That's the warning to Iran from Israel's top general yesterday following the barrage of missiles and drones on Saturday. The Iranian attack was in retaliation for a strike in its consulate in Syria that killed senior Iranian diplomats and members of the Revolutionary Guard. The move by Iran has provoked international condemnation, with the United States and allies like the UK, France and Jordan, who stepped in to help Israel down most of the missiles coming their way. But they're also urging restraint on Israel, with President Biden committed to Israel's security, but indicating they don't want further escalation of a wider regional war. I'm joined now by Professor Ali Ansari, Professor of Iranian History at St. Andrews University. And Professor Ansari, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Good morning.
How is this Iranian attack, the first direct attack we've seen by Iran on Israel, how is it being viewed now in Tehran? Because it was seen as a failure in the West.
Well, the regime itself is obviously promoting it as a great success, with some quite extraordinary claims being made for it. Its supporters are obviously cheering it along and saying that, you know, most of their targets were hit. In one case, someone had said that they had claimed that 50 to 70% of their targets had been reached, which is clearly, you know, wildly exaggerated. I think for most ordinary Iranians, this is just a degree of anxiety or even a level of disinterest, actually, about what's gone on. Then they don't see this as really a anything they want to be involved in, which is interesting. It hasn't really galvanized public opinion at all. It may have played to their base as far as the regime is concerned, but I think there's also a certain amount privately of concern about how ineffective actually it was. I mean, it as attacks go, it was actually pretty hopeless.
What is Iran's military capacity?
Well, one of the interesting things that's coming out of this, and obviously it will take analysts a few weeks to assess this, is that finally Iran has put its head above the parapet. It's laid its cards out on the deck and people can see what's going on. And I think the general assumption now is that perhaps we have exaggerated Iran's missile capability, that it hasn't quite got the technical expertise that it's claimed. Now, the argument among, you know, pro-regime Iranians is that, we only used our lesser weapons and we kept all the better stuff behind, because this was meant to be symbolic. But, you know, if you look at, you know, what they were doing, those 300 missiles, drones and others, 120 missiles, which would have been the items that would have done the real damage. Fact is, they just didn't get through. But if they had got through, they would have created the casualties would have been pretty wide.
So, you know, what comes next? I know Iran's foreign minister has been saying they don't want to increase tensions in the region. Mm. But isn't that precisely what the weekend did?
Well, it is. I mean, what's curious about it is they issued a notice. The Iran's mission to the UN issued a sort of statement that sort of ended with this sort of rather odd note that, you know, we consider matters concluded. And the reason it was odd is because they issued that statement while the missiles were en route. So it seemed a bit odd that they'd already decided it was all done and dusted without even making any assessment of what the actual, you know, the actual results would have been. It seems to me that basically they're very anxious. You know, they were brought out of their comfort zone. They had to do something. There was a massive credibility gap really for them, particularly among their allies and the axis of resistance. So they had to do something. They weren't keen to do it, and they're very keen to get back into their shell. So, you know, they want to, you know, de-escalate as fast as possible. Of course, that's not really in their, you know, it's not for them to choose at the moment, because obviously the Israelis will have their own response. Mm-hmm. But one can hope that really the Israelis will take wiser, you know, counsel and say, look, you know, because of the negligible damage that had been caused and the fact that the Iron Dome and other defences and the Allies and whatever had provided such excellent defensive support, actually there's no rush to do anything, and one should really think very carefully about the next steps.
Professor Ali Ansari, thank you very much for joining us this morning.